We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Kobe Bryant was arguably the most beloved professional athlete to ever play in Southern California, but his legacy, it's not a simple one, and unfortunately, after yesterday's tragic helicopter crash, it is an incomplete one. Mike Bresnahan is the Lakers analyst for Sportsnet LA on Comcast. Before that, he covered the Lakers for a dozen years for the Los Angeles Times. Mike, how would you, and it's hard to sum up any person's overall legacy, but I would like you to try to do that, warts and all, and not just speak to his legacy as a sports figure. How would you paint his legacy?
Yeah, you know, I covered him for 12 years as a sports writer for the Los Angeles Times, and there were definitely some things where you had to say, okay, wait a sec, who is Kobe Bryant? Even day-to-day with the media, some days he was playful and willing to go along with whatever questions you might have. And then other days, he kind of treated the media like an adversary, kind of like someone on the Boston Celtics. So just day to day, you definitely, Kobe tried to keep the media at bay, speaking from that perspective. And, you know, it's a guy who definitely, the Colorado Chargers, that was a stunner for many, many people. I was not covering the team at that time, but I do remember watching the press conference. And I'll never forget when he sat up there with Vanessa and his wife and spoke about the infidelity. But on a day like today, you know, I choose to think of other things about Kobe, and it's still stunning what happened yesterday.
We mentioned the incomplete legacy, and I think it was Obama's statement that said, look, he was just starting off on that second act. I mean, there was still plenty of work to be done.
Yeah, you know, he had just started to show up a lot of Laker games, sitting courtside with his daughter, and he did it at least twice. Maybe he came into the building other times and sat in the suite just to kind of and no one knew about it. But he took great pride in being a father, and there's no doubt about that. And seeing the joy that it brought him, you could see him when he brought his daughter to games. He would point things out on the court, X's and O's type of thing, like look what that guy's doing. You can envision Kobe saying. And okay, see how he stopped that play right there on defense. That's what you want to do. And you could see Kobe, the parent, and Kobe, the former player, and Kobe, the coach, all kind of a confluence at one time in that courtside seat.
Some people, as they get older, get, you know, better, wiser. Some people stay exactly where they were. Some people even kind of decline. How would you trace his path as the years went by as you knew him?
I feel like there was a great joy to Kobe when he said his retirement, when he announced his retirement. And that was about a month into his final season, right around November 2015. And up until that point, he still kind of could be, considered a guy who just wanted to win, no matter what the cost, whether it was playing against a teammate at practice or obviously an opponent on, say, the San Antonio Spurs or the Utah Jazz. Or like I mentioned earlier, even the media, he liked to stay one step ahead of us reporters. But there was an easement to him starting back in November 2015. And he kind of did the tour where he went and talked to the reporters in Atlanta, maybe after his final game there, or Charlotte, or anywhere in Texas, and on and on and on. I saw a joyful, playful side of Kobe even. And I think at that point he realized, you know what, it's been a great 20 years and I'm ready to hang it up.
Thoughts on where he got the drive from to be as good as he was at everything he put his mind to?
That's a great question. I never quite could pinpoint where the drive came from, but I did write a lot about the drive itself. And while the rest of the NBA was on vacation, starting, you know, maybe the first week of July all the way through August, you know, players are kind of scatter and go out to the Bahamas or Europe or Hawaii, or wherever their destination of choice would be. And Kobe, he would definitely have his vacations, but he was the guy getting up at 5:30 a.m. Every day and either working out at the local track. He liked to do that down at near his Newport Beach home. Or he had obviously a pretty good gym at his house. And he was always the guy just working throughout the day when everyone else was having fun and not really working as hard on their skills. Let's put it that way.
He went right from high school right into playing.
He did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
To your knowledge, did he ever regret? I mean, obviously he made lots of money and had lots of fame, so he probably didn't regret much. But there are people who become very famous and they do regret a lack of a more formal education. Did he?
I never quite got that vibe from him. He would make jokes every once in a while. He wanted to go to Duke. He would have played at Duke. He said that before. A very prestigious university with a very good basketball program. And he did end up playing for the Duke coach in a couple of Olympic games, actually. I think that was really important for Kobe to play for the legendary Mike Krzyzewski. But he hit the ground running here in Los Angeles. He didn't have to carry the team right away like a young LeBron James did 16 or 17 years ago in the city of Cleveland. When Kobe arrived in L.A. after the draft in 1996, they already had Shaq, and they already had so many other good veteran players. And so it was just Kobe was just kind of a kid sitting near the end of the bench at that point. And I think it was just really important for him to slowly ease into the NBA, and eventually he became the star that he is now.
Mike Bresnahan, Lakers analyst for Sportsnet LA on Comcast. Before that, covered the Lakers for 12 years at the LA Times.